Now here we have an example where on the left we have only shape from shading cues. The amount of light that's being reflected back changes, and you have a sense of three-dimensional shape. If we map on top texture and how it changes its gradient, what it means, the way it gets compressed, how it gets closer together or stretched further apart, you have, I would argue, on the right, you have a more strong sense of depth or a sense of what the three-dimensional shape looks like. It's because you have shading cues and texture cues.